Good morning. We're studying Klalam and Vav, the halachas of Matil Sidayim for the Suda. So the Chayyarim starts off with a little bit of an introduction to the mitzvah. Let's go back and make an introduction to the introduction. So the Iker din of Matil Sidayim was based on the concept that there are tumah on the hands. Now that itself is a chiddush. And at the Raisa level, the tumah is either the whole person or nothing. There's no such thing as tumah just on a person's hands. The Torah talks at one place with Yodav L'shat of Hamayim that's talking about using that as a mashal for what when the person goes to the mikveh, the only mechivim go to the mikveh to matar places which are out in the open, like the hands, as opposed to the parts of the body which are based on storm are not chayiv and tefillah. But it's not limited to the hands. There's no case made arise for a person only being matar his hands, because there's no case made arise that the person only has tumah on his hands. That being said, Chazal were geizer tumas yadayim, that certain things, because yadayim askaniyah, say the hands move around and touch things, etc., that they shouldn't touch, etc., so we put a tumah on the yadayim, which is mechayev the person to then wash his hands before he eats things which have dinim of tumah and tahara, and that will create a greater zahiris in general for tumah and tahara. So they didn't put a tumah on the whole person. That would be a very big tircha. They put a tumah just on the yadayim, and that itself generates a greater zahiris for tumah and tahara. So the first step is they were geizer tumas yadayim. Together with tumas yadayim, they were geizer the way to be matar yadayim. So they could have patterned it only within the raisa of being tovel your hands in the mikvah, which that actually works. A person does not have to wash his hands. A person can be mitar his hands by going to the mikvah. And that's true even bizman hazeh. If you're really desperate, you can go to mikvah and stick your hands into the mikvah and be mitar your hands. But together with the tekana of tumas yadayim, as opposed to the tumas kol haguf, they were masakin a way to mitar the yadayim through the tila as well. The Gemara indicates that this was a tekana which was made by Shlomo HaMelech, which the Chayyarim will mention at the end. And this is one of the seven mitzvahs that are considered Sheva mitzvahs mirabbanan. There's a concept mentioned in writing the Chinuch and others that there are seven mitzvahs mirabbanan. There's a nice sefer called Sefer Mitzvahs Hashem, is the name of the sefer, where he grapples why specifically these seven mitzvahs, there are other mitzvahs mirabbanan as well. So let's explain the chiddush of that. There are the Chacham have a power to make gezeiros. That goes into the concept of making a mishmeres to the Torah. That's part of the Chacham's koyach is making gezeiros to protect the mitzvahs of the Torah. Fine. The next step is the Chacham came along and they made takanas which are not protecting anything, and that's more questionable. What their power to do that is. So, Chacham Masak, and you have to read it from the Torah. It's called a Moshe Rabbeinu that you have to read from the Torah on a regular basis, three times a week. Ezra added a fourth time. There's the tekanas of saying Hallel, the tekana of Halakas Ner Chanukah, Kriyas and Megillah, etc. So these are called mitzvahs d'rabbanan, as opposed to those which are as gzeiras. These are called tekanas, as opposed to gzeiras, which are there to protect. These are standalone tekanas which Chazal made. Of these, seven of them are singled out, and the seven are used understood to be, the Chinuch understands them to be the mitzvah of saying Hallel is number one, reading the Megillah on Purim is number two, Birchas and Hanan that we say, Birchas and Mitzvahs, all of the brachas that we say, is number three, Ner Chanukah is number four, Ner Shabbos is number five, Erevin and the Tzilas Yadayim, the Ruby, which includes both Eruvi Tavshilin, Eruvi Chatzeris, Eruvi Tachuman, maybe has a smach on a pasuk. So these are the seven mitzvahs. The Chazar Masakin, there's a mitzvah of the Tzilas Yadayim. So when a person is going to say Shir Kedushan Mitzvah Tzivonu, he's saying that bracha on a mitzvah d'rabbanon, and the Gemara says so. Hekan Tzivonu, the more brings two psukim for that. Either the pasuk loisosim and the darash yigidel chayim in a small. So you have to follow the words of the chachamim and listen to them. Number one, and number two, a second understanding of the source is shalavicha v'yagedcha zekenecha v'yamrulach. So both of these psukim the Gemara says are valid source to tell me that we have to listen to the chachamim when they are mechayev us to do mitzvahs, and therefore we can make a bracha of asher kedushan mitzvah v'tzivanu, that the Rosh commanded us to do this mitzvah by commanding us to listen to the Chachamim. So we will start the actual klal tomorrow. Meanwhile, have a good day.